Prepare, Paul,
out, God is doing the calling, and you are the recipient of it. But simply ask, God give me the grace that I receive it in all humility, and accept your challenge to me in this my day and age. God is giving to you and to me talents. No more, no less than you or I can absorb and use. But those of these talents for a purpose, that we also receive the reward of our talents working, because we are His. Blood brought from the top of our heads to the tip of our toes to radiate honor and glory to Him and Him alone. And these talents must be used that we witness to Him, our Lord Jesus, that we share with those blood-bought souls that God is now entrusting unto our care. We say in the James Bale's order, what we simply are saying, be the watchman of the souls that are entrusted unto Him to give to God an answer someday. How you have nurtured them, led them, fed them, and cared for them. That requires of you and me, never forget who you and I are by God's grace. When we do that, we'll see Jesus found me where we were to do these things. One, a watchman. That's what He made of us. Two, a pastor and teacher to be a shepherd of our flock, His, entrusted to us. A guide to lead them through the green pastures of His ever rich and precious Holy Word. A reflector of His grace. A lamp to enlighten. And a pointer directing to the way to heaven. Keep your eyes ever focused upward, onward, and always going forward with Jesus and His Word. So we come today, God be praised, Tuesday after the last Thursday, to assemble before this altar, to receive the rich reward of His sacrifice, body and blood for our sins, given and shed, broken on that cross, that we might receive from Him the assurance that full pardon has been granted us by our Heavenly Father through Jesus' holy merit. And then let's confess, I'm not worthy of the call that He has given me. God be praised. He makes me worthy. I can't say that I am better than the opportunities before me given. Who am I to say that God is to send me? I am saying like the prophet of old, who I am. Send me, beautiful, beautiful. I am it. And the where I am. And never forget abilities He gave me to build out and share and be and move in prayer by thought, word, and deed. We have the feeling when we look at the pew, I'm better. We must remember the pew looks at us and prays, God, make them mouthpieces of your holy word. Then the call live in plush cities, be it as an associate or an assistant. By the way, more talents are needed by the individuals who have been challenged by God to be such anyone, an assistant, an associate, than perhaps in other fields, to be a co-worker, a co-ministry, a sharing with royalty, a man of God with a man of God, requires a heart that has been touched by God's Spirit, requires a heart that is penitent and loving, motivated by Jesus' love, and blessed by the Father who has his hand guiding and leading and saying, come with me, I'll take you, I'll be there with you. And never forget what royal sons and daughters you are. Sinners, broken by contrite hearts, lifted up by the power of God's wondrous forgiveness, led by his hands of grace and mercy, and blessed as only he alone can bless, you have the privilege of receiving that call, his to you, to work in that paradise of God, that congregation. We so often forget to look at that Christian congregation as God's paradise to me and to you. But that's what it is. And you will be lifted up and will be giving God honor and praise and glory all the times of your life. And there are many of you who will be as ministers, husbands and wives, going out into the field. Go there as a penitent sinner, redeemed and washed and cleansed by the blood of the Lamb of God, the dear Lord Jesus Christ. And then have on your lips that holy message, the good news of the grace of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. I know of no better office. I know of no better title. I know of no better honor that a humble sinner can have than that of a pastor in a congregation of blood-bought, washed, and clean souls. Become more mature to let God bring it to me. Come and work in my vineyard. And you see me say the same. By the grace of God, I will accept that call, that challenge, and work in that beautiful paradise of my God, the Christian congregation that He has given me to be pastor, shepherd, leader, guide, and motivator by prayer and the power of our Holy Spirit. Ask God that He take you into that paradise, the Christian congregation, and then say, I am for this time in God's history, that prophet of God for this age. And then you and I can say, God, I thank you for the peace and pardon through Jesus' blood and righteousness. My tears, these are my glorious death. These before my God I'll stand when I shall reach that heavenly land. God be praised for you, the vicars and the called servants of God in 81. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding keep your heart and mind through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.
That was Reverend Walter Hoffman speaking.